Many people around Central New York spent their weekend trying to figure out what to do while remaining safe from any exposure to the coronavirus. There's value in finding activities that will boost our physical and mental health. WAER health reporter Chris Bolt starts a series looking at a few ways to preserve your body and mind, which can play a role in dealing with the threat of the virus.
I've been finding a little exercise and a little peace walking the trails of Clark Reservation here in Jamesville, within a 15-minute drive of downtown Syracuse. Other people have also been using the park as a brief respite from either stressful work or the anxiety of isolation. Health experts have told me there's real value in getting some exercise for both physical and mental health, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. Robin Dropkin is executive director of Parks and Trails New York, and she agrees.
The outdoors and parks are pretty much the last place we can go to enjoy our lives at this point. Everything else has been closed, all other entertainment and social outlets, so it's just so important to have this one place to go and feel normal in a way and to breathe the fresh air and to kind of clear your mind.
Of course, you can't get away from the question of how safe is it out here. Dropkin says measures have been taken at most parks, but it's also up to you.
Most indoor spaces at parks are closed. All the playgrounds are closed. So any place that would encourage interaction between people, as long as you stick to walking or biking solo or with your immediate family, I believe that it's a safe thing to do.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation agrees. They chimed in with a message this weekend to utilize parks in a safe manner. They suggest staying home if you're sick at all, keeping your distance from other walkers or hikers, which I've noticed not everyone does. You might have to get off the trail yourself while others pass, and stay local and in small groups. Dropkin has some advice about how you might minimize the risks and maybe explore a little.
There's a lot of small parks that don't get visited as the big parks do, like Green Lakes. DEC has a lot of different properties, wildlife management areas, multi-use areas. Most of them have trails, and probably there won't be a lot of people there. So this is a great opportunity to explore new outdoor places.
If you can get outside and move around a little bit, it does more than just break up the monotony. A physical therapist and psychologist both told me some exercise reduces stress, which most of us are feeling to some degree. That in turn helps our immune system that will keep you healthier and even give you a better chance to fight off or weather a COVID-19 infection. Being outdoors also has proven to reduce anxiety and improve mental health. But Dropkin says you can't overdo it when you go outside and then become a different kind of problem.
I also want to encourage people to not take any risks at this point. You don't want to go climb up ledges. There's still snow and ice on some of the trails. You don't want to have an accident and have to go off with ambulances to the emergency room.
Tomorrow we're going to look at a different way to keep your mind and body healthy and maybe reduce some of the social isolation many are feeling as traditional health and wellness gatherings have all been shut down. Experts from a variety of disciplines, recreation and health, are telling us we can't ignore our overall wellness, even as we're confronting the threat posed by the coronavirus pandemic. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.